The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 366.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the founder and coach of Quarter Life Joy, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Joy Lin. Joy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. So I'm Joy. I'm the founder and coach for Quarter Life Joy. And essentially, I work with women creators and leaders all over the world to create a career journey and a life that they love. And so currently, I lead private and group coaching experiences, workshops, and events.
Thanks for sharing that. And Joy, what's your cultural background?
I am Taiwanese American.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Ooh, I love quotes. I think they're just perfect bite-sized inspirational chunks to add into the day. I would say one of the quotes that has stuck out to me a lot is one by Maya Angelou. And that one is that, quote, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." And I just love that because I think she embodies so much as a woman and so much self-confidence. I think she's unapologetic, she's expressive, and she's resilient. And so I love reading a lot of her quotes, really. I think many of them can inspire more self-confidence into my everyday.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And, you know, it's so true. We are here to thrive. It's just, I think we've been kind of like brainwashed by society. Like the only way to live here is just to survive and just make the most of it, not realizing we can go out there and live the life that we want. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Yeah, I think you just hit it right on the nail, you know, not to just merely to survive, but to really explore, like, what are we capable of here during our time and how can we make this different? I would say that my definition of self-confidence is really making a choice to take full ownership of how we want to live our lives. I think we're told in so many ways from our youth that we should have this linear path. And what I've really observed is that a lot of us aren't built that way, and that's okay. Ultimately, I think empowerment and self-confidence comes from just defining success on our own unique individual terms and not being afraid to express it. I think it takes so much courage to do so, and it gives us so much confidence when we recognize our own self-efficacy. And I think that's where all that good stuff lies. I think, you know, just really being able to create the choices and actions that reflect what we truly desire and just not caring so much about having a linear path or what everyone else says that it should look like. I think that's where all of it lies. I think that's where self-confidence comes from, joy, fulfillment, inner peace, purpose. It just really starts with a choice.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's a great definition that you mentioned. And Joy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before my discovery of self-confidence, I really held on to two limiting beliefs. And I think others might be able to relate to this, but I had this belief that I was powerless and that I wasn't good enough. You know, and I carried that throughout middle school, high school, and college. I realized that I based a lot of my choices on what other people told me I ought to do or what was, quote unquote, the right thing. And, you know, whether it was choosing my major or, you know, choosing who I was hanging out with, I think ultimately doing this resulted in a lot of resentment and unhappiness. And I felt like I was constantly changing personas to please each person or each group. And it was exhausting. I think my body and my health and all of that really reflected it. And I knew that that was not a sustainable way to live.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you mentioned that because so many of us feel that way, right? But we all think we're the only ones who feel that way, that we're all alone. But, you know, it's a lot more than you think. And just, you know, knowing that, you know, you're not alone is a big help. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than, you know, what you thought of, than your limiting beliefs? What was that aha moment that you knew that you had the confidence to go out there and live the life to your design?
Yeah, I would say that I would have two major aha moments, and both of them again stem back to just simply making a decision in my head. And the first one was in my very first job outside of college, or after graduating college. I worked at this great firm and I got this great offer, and you know, on paper it looked great, and internally I felt like I was not at all on the path I wanted to be on. I didn't feel expressed. I didn't feel like I was utilizing my talents. I didn't feel like I was really expressing and being honest with myself on what I wanted. And what really led me to my aha moment was sitting and just realizing there was another choice I could make. I could choose to continue living in these limiting beliefs. You know, I think people say that if you fight for your limiting beliefs or that story that doesn't serve you, you can have it. And I decided and I realized that there was another choice I could make. So I began to map out a whole plan about how I was going to discover what I wanted to do, how I was going to save up enough money to change my job and to quit and to move to another city. And I decided to quit my job and move from San Francisco to LA and to pursue something in the music industry. And that was a really bold choice on my part, because that was the first time in my life I decided to do something 100% for myself, and I didn't go and seek other people's validation first. I really just did a lot of research for myself. I learned more about what my values were. I sat down and thought about truly in a land of possibility, what would I want to be doing and what skills would really in the real world get me there. And so that just became a very powerful moment for me, knowing that I could make this decision in my life and move to a different city and to start a different career. And it really boosted my self-confidence to do this, and it pushed me outside of my comfort zone. I learned how I was going to present myself to a different industry. I had to go and meet people and go to events by myself and really be myself and be okay with it. And so, yeah, so that I would say was the very first aha moment that led me to where I am now.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, it's a great story that you mentioned. I mean, it's not always easy to quit your job and do something totally different, especially, you know, coming from an Asian family. They all probably thought you were nuts. They were probably thinking, you know, why would you leave a secure job to do something that you have no clue what to do, right? I mean, it's something that we all go through. And sometimes we just have to take that chance, even though we have no clue what's going to happen. But sometimes, you know, the unknown is the greatest thing, because anything is possible, like you mentioned. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, it's changed completely. And you know, when I first came here and I didn't have a job and I was looking for, you know, that career change, I really had to force myself to do and think outside the box in order to do that. And one of the ways that I was able to secure interviews and to get a foot in the door in the music industry was simply by doing tons of cold emailing and outreach. And a lot of people are scared to do that, but I, you know, I would go and send an email to the VP of Disney Music or the president of another music company and a recruiter at Sony Music. And that's how I ended up getting all of my jobs. And so really that led to what I do now, because I stayed in music for another 6.5 or 7 years, but me having done this change, I began to blog about it. I began to do all these things that I never would have imagined that I could do. And I began writing all these articles and pitching it to different platforms, and people started coming to me for career advice and for a program or for coaching on how they could make their own transition from a job that they didn't feel aligned with to something that they could actually love. So ultimately, what this aha moment did for me is that it created all this whole world of opportunity for me to express myself, to share with the world, to serve in a way that I didn't imagine that I could do. And now I get to do this as a full-time career. I get to help professionals all over the world really realign with what that clarity is for them, what they want to do, and how they can get there and build that roadmap with them and provide support throughout the entire way. So I think about it sometimes, and I personally wish that I could have had someone that could have sat down with me and talked to me about my values and all these different things that are so important when it comes to having meaningful work. And now to be able to provide that for other people, it's just endlessly gratifying, and I would not trade it for anything. I think there's a lot of challenges and that come from taking steps that are risky or taking steps that are not what the typical person might do or what that linear path looks like. But that, you know, I think taking that risk is really what injects that confidence, because you realize like the worst case scenario is not actually that bad, and that we are more resourceful than we think. And if something really truly did not work or it failed in some way, that there are all these other ways that we can find solutions for it. So yeah, so I think for me, after this discovery, it led to my calling. I created Core Life Joy, and now it's my full-time thing. So I am in some ways evidence that you can have a non-linear career path and to reach your calling in whatever way feels the most authentic to you.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's great. You were able to do that, find something that you love and also, you know, have a successful career out of it. So congrats to that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to her episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, the one tip I would say, if you are feeling like you're stuck or that you are in analysis paralysis, you're overthinking things, or you have so many ideas, but you don't know where you're supposed to go or how you're supposed to reach them, and you're scared and all of that, my number one tip is to take action. I think as women, we get so much messaging that we shouldn't express ourselves or show our work unless it's perfect, or that we get or we gather enough evidence or external validation that it's good. And that's just no way to live. And what I would say is to take action. I would bathe yourself in powerful beliefs and practices every day and take small actions to just take your ideas out of your head and into the world, whether that means reaching out to someone new and talking to them about it and setting a date to create something together, or signing up for a course that will allow you to reach the next step of that dream of yours. So really any of that, I think, is so important, or hiring a coach to really sit down and go through each of these steps with you, you know, understanding your values, understanding what is your target and what is the perfect combination for you to reach peak performance and have meaningful work. I think all of that is super valuable. So take action.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great tip, taking action, even if it isn't perfect. Like you said, as women, especially as Asian women, we feel like if we make a mistake, it's the biggest, like it's the end of the world for us, but not realizing like mistakes will happen and learning from them is the best way we can become the person that we want to be and have that self-confidence. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go on my website, it's www.quarterlifejoy.com. And on there, I should have a lot of different links for you to explore. And then I'm also Quarter Life Joy on Instagram.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Joy, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Joy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Joy for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena. I loved it.
Not a problem. It's great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence, and we'll catch you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.